Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So I went to collect some packages from my dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this random knife set on top of the packages. And I was like, okay, that's a bit weird. But he had them like my package, knife set, Tom's package. So I was like, okay, clearly he's
trying to gift you a knife.
Yeah, knife okay. set. So I was like, right, what the fuck? And then my sister, as she does, was like, just check because we need knives. So just check that they're for you because we need knives. And I was like, of course. So I was like, let me just call him. So I called him. He was like, I was like, here, what's the crack with the knives that you just like
slotted in?
Just sandwiched
into
in there.
Into our PO box.
And he was like, oh, honey, they're for you. They're for you and Tom. I was like, why do you sound so sad? He's like, I think I got duped a little bit. And I was like, what happened? It's a random knife set. He's like, this man was selling some. And he said they were for charity. And he said they were Jamie Oliver's knives. So I just bought two. I just bought two sets. But I think I got ripped off. And I was like, you didn't have to buy them. I felt sorry for money.
Where are they?
So you bought two. So you bought two fucking packs.
Oh yeah, what the fuck, Ray?
Yeah.
Was it cheaper for two?
No.
We'll do TUO investigate, so we'll bring you more next week. Even if it was cheaper for two, it's for charity. That's a bit of a shit gig, isn't it? Like, you wouldn't...
I don't get it though. But I'm like, I need to know more.
And how is Amy not aware that there's a set in our kitchen already?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't understand your family sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
You need it's a lot
as if she fucking chops anything.
You need a lot.
We need knives. What do you chop? Come on, Frozen Queen. Do you chop?
She had a go at your dad last week for fucking, what was it called? Double dipping the mayo.
Oh yeah, she freaks about that. She's like, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
And like she sounds even so clean when she courses. She's just so well spoken.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember you were saying Amy makes all your mates her mates.
Yeah.
She sent me a video of Pippin during the week.
Oh,
I'm roped. Here I am. I'm in the circle.
Well.
I'm in the circle.
Well.
I just sent her a selfie back of me in the office going, jealous That's of cute. A dog right now. Thanks for that.
That's cute.
Just acted like it was cool, like it was normal.
You're like, yeah, we're tight. We text. Yeah. We're friends.
We're tight. We're tight.
We text. It's cool.
Welcome to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
And we didn't know, so you certainly don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That there's the Irish Podcast Awards are coming up. Now, oh, look, it's the first year. I don't really understand it. You had to kind of enter yourself.
So there was 2 months where you entered yourself that me and Jen were unaware that people were entering yourself. So you have to enter yourself and put yourself into a category.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit scarlet, but at the same time, they're only starting lads. So like it is.
So that's what I was thinking. I don't know whether, and I've nothing against him. I don't even know who runs this. And obviously,
yeah,
I don't want to start any like
beef.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, is it that they just don't get the scale or don't, like they don't know how many Irish podcasts there are? But that might be seasonal or might be ended, or you know what I mean, because some of them might be coming to an end at a certain time and you don't want to put them forward, and then they also might not want to cause beef by picking certain ones and leaving other ones out.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the
but
story is.
Also, there is, you know, with a lot of awards like the Glamour Magazine awards and stuff, you put your product forward.
Yeah.
So like a company will put the product forward. It won't just be like,
yeah,
a lot of Irish awards, they just, it's just like a pick and choose and who's in the office and who's their mates.
Yeah.
But with like tricky. Not for this I'd say it is one of those things where it was like, say Go Loud would go and enter a few.
A few of theirs.
Of their ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acast didn't seem to do it on behalf of theirs.
No, but Acast wouldn't there.
Yeah, and they're not up for, because a lot of them, like some of the kind of off brands, like Subly is a sponsor. Like there's podcasting type of things like in it, whereas yeah. Acast are nothing really got to do yeah. with it. So, because they're not an Irish like company, obviously.
That's what I mean. That's why I was like, but a lot of Irish podcasts are
with them. So it's weird. I don't know. Yeah. Look.
Anyway,
they're very new. It's the first year. I think it's actually probably more fair that
I think that this is a good way of doing it.
It is, but because obviously we didn't know this was happening, we're not up for any awards. Not that we would have been shortlisted, because I'm not saying that either. But there is an award that we can still kind of go for, or get people to vote for. It's the Listener's Choice Award. So you essentially go onto this link, which I'll post below. It'll be in the top line of the description, and you will type in the name of the podcast. I put it up on my socials yesterday. Some people couldn't find it by the name, but when they typed their names in, it came up. So it depends on, I think maybe it's Android, Apple, I don't, whatever type of phone you have.
No, it does take a while. I just searched for us there, and you have to put in the unpopular opinion.
Yeah, for it to come up.
And
yeah.
then it's our artwork.
I was surprised it even came up because we didn't enter ourselves. So there's obviously some sort of database. So
I saw Orla from iPod on paper.
Yeah.
Hers, there's two of hers that comes up.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, oh, that's so fucking...
Yeah. Crazy. And then somebody did text me, and she was like, just to let you know, because it said like one vote per email. And she was like, I voted for you like 10 times, so just let people know. I was like, they'll probably be discounted. So
someone else was like, I have four email addresses. I voted for you on exactly. all four. And she was like, I have a good reason for four email addresses. I was like, look, I'm not here
Same.
To judge.
I have about four bank accounts. It's just a weird fucking situation.
Am I here to take your vote? Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thanks a million for that. We'd really appreciate it. We don't really get recognition for a lot of shit. Now, to be fair, could we put more effort in? Yes, we absolutely could. We've actually come up with a few ideas today. Let's see if any of them play out, shall we, this year?
Yeah. Look, there is no thing for podcasters in Ireland other than this.
Yeah.
Like, there's random podcast groups, again, that, like, award ceremonies throw in, they pop their mates in. And
there's
that's about it.
The podcast festival, and then you also never know when that's fucking
podcast
happening
festival.
Either.
When's the podcast festival?
I know, that's what I mean. You never fucking know when it's happening. It hasn't been around since, like, the Panny Day. I haven't heard anything about it since. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
just don't know what to be doing.
I just voted for us. I totally forgot, though.
Oh, yeah, I better do that as well.
Yeah, there you go.
Ah, sure, look. At least we're being honest with just... reminder that we're also on Patreon as well. So for 6 of your euros, you can get 5 extra episodes a month. One episode. I don't know why I fucking struggle with that every week. I'm like, 1 minute.
It's like it's four. Please.
It's like
I'm
this
dying
one.
Here.
It's like this one. There's one episode a week, but it comes out on a Monday, and then an extra one with a friend of the pod talking about all the mad shit that happened in pop culture during that month.
So if you enjoy this and you're into extra content, pop on over there. Ton of episodes, ton of a backlog, and it's never too late to join.
Never too late to join, but also this will be coming out on the day before the 1st of the month, which is the most...
Gorge.
Most. It's the best time to
Even
join.
Better.
Yes,
Even
exactly.
Better.
Financially, for yourself, you know.
Yeah.
What's this episode about, Carla?
We are talking Battle of the Pop Icons.
Yeah.
And it was just a fucking suggestion of a title. So you can get that face off you immediately. Retitling it.
I'm not going to divulge. Tell them who you're going to be doing a deep dive on, and then I'll explain why I made a face.
No, you say who you're doing a deep dive on first, and I'll make a face.
No.
How about that?
No, I'm going to surprise that? You. Because you came up with this and then you said, I'm going to do. And I was like, what? Excuse me?
Sorry, excuse me, right? I just would like to say something.
Mm.
You're like, what are we doing? I'm like, how about this? And then instead of being like, well done, you're like...
You won't praise... Carla, we don't praise each other. We never do. I got me son
instead
to call
like,
you...
great idea, delighted, you've come up with another piece of content. You're like, fuck you, she's not a pop star.
Like, it's the genre now.
It's
seriously.
The genre. Get on the bad bitch genre.
The genre. I'm gonna put up a poll. Putting a fucking reminder on my phone so that I don't forget to do this. A poll on Sunday on the Instagram, and you can all vote and tell me Tell we explain it. Give a context, please.
What does popular? What does pop music mean? It means popular music. Who was she? A popular music artist. She definitely is in the pop genre. Harry Styles is in the pop genre.
Pop.
Pop music means popular music.
Are you sure?
I'm one. What did you think pop meant? Exactly.
No, because
you take that blank stare.
No, but we all know what people mean when they. There's this clear difference between pop music and R&B music, and R&B music is still popular, so that's not a thing.
No, that is a thing, and this is the issue, because this is where people are like, pop music always gets branded as being like pop music, you know, Mandy Moore, Britney Spears, yeah, the girlies. That's what I mean. Not it. Pop music is popular music, and as much as Oasis want to fucking cry about it, at one point they were pop music, because they were popular music. Even though
that's
they're indie,
getting very
even though they're
technical.
Whatever.
That's getting very technical.
But it's
it.
Like, that's why there's no, I don't understand people.
That's
who,
how
like,
you're
look
winning
down
on this argument. That's how you're no, dying
but
on
I don't
this hill.
Get how people look down at pop music when at some point in time you subscribe to it.
Pop music is a genre of popular music that originated in its modern form during the mid 1950s in the United States and the United Kingdom.
Thanks for the history lesson. Now, back to pop music.
Oh. That is popular.
Yeah.
I get you, but you're being very technical.
Anyway.
You'd win in court, but you don't win with me. That's what I'm saying.
But it's not as if I'm picking, like, fucking Jodeci here. I'm picking Brandy.
There we go.
Brandy Norwood.
Lies the crux of the
That's
matter.
Not the crux of the issue. The crux of the
there
issue
lies. She said
is
it.
You not saying well done. That's the crux of the issue.
When you tell me a pop princess, a pop diva, a pop star, you're talking to your Christinas, you're talking to your Britneys, you're not talking about Brandy. You're saying your R&B.
No one needs us chatting about Britney or Christina.
No, I know that, but when you reference Brandy, I do not think of a pop star. I think of an R&B, too cool for school, fucking badass bitch. I don't think of a pop star.
But that's okay. I don't need you to think about
No, but
as
I'm
a
saying
star.
That's why I got my son to send you a voice note calling you a clown. That's all I'm saying.
A clown.
A clown.
A clown. No. At the end of the day, Brandy was a pop star. When you look her up, it's R&B / pop.
You're going to fucking kill me when
you It's hear. Like Kelly Rowland. Mm. You wouldn't call her. What would you call her? What genre?
R&B. Oh, what's the other one? Not R&B. Hip hop. No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Destiny's Child were more so R&B hip hop.
They were
than
R&B pop more than R&B hip hop. R&B hip hop would be like Kanye West almost. I know it's rap, but you know what I mean.
I don't put them in the same fucking genre as S Club 7, do you know what I mean?
No, and that's fair, but I think that's what I mean by there's nuances, and it's tough because with Harry Styles, I wouldn't really call him a pop artist, but he is a pop artist.
Yeah.
Mickey Joe Hart was a pop artist.
Yeah. It's funny now because I'm picking Mariah Carey and she's not exactly pop either.
Well, she's not exactly not pop. She was pop for a very long
she's
time.
She's more pop than fucking Brandy.
And then she went to R&B-ish.
Mm. Yeah.
But that was more the producers she was working with. Anyway.
Okay, cool.
Back to...
Go for it. You're doing a deep dive on Brandy because you said she's had a ride.
Yeah, she's had a wild ride. So, like, what do you know about Brandy?
I know that she was Moesha.
You're going to be like, I know that she's not pop.
That would have been a good one. Oh, I missed it. She got your hair done.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I got it chopped.
Did you?
Yeah, let me show you.
Take it out. See, now this is where we need the visuals.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got chopped.
Did you fucking donate it to the Rapunzel Foundation?
I know.
The amount of it that's gone.
Yeah. I know.
You're
I feel
like an L one. Not an L one, but I mean, like, in comparison.
What a fucking weird thing to say.
It's real, like, for you, that's a long bob. Oh, no, you've pulled it forward more. No, there's more than I thought. That's very short for you.
It'll grow.
It will be down by next month.
It needed to be chopped.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It looks really healthy.
Thank you. That's what I wanted. I was so sick of stringy edges.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when I was blow drying my hair, it wasn't holding a shape, wasn't holding a style, wasn't holding anything, because it was just a bag of strings. And I have fine hair, but loads of it, so it gets stringy very quickly.
Oh, it's lovely.
So I got it chopped. And sure, here it is, and we'll see how we go.
Yeah, exactly. See
how we go. We'll see how we go.
Right, so I know that Brandy was Moesha, and I know that she sang with Monica, The Boy Is Mine.
Yeah.
I don't know much else. Now, when you say stuff, I'll probably go, oh my God, yeah, I knew that. But
yeah.
It's because it was so long ago. I need you to refresh my brain.
What age do you think she is?
Brandy.
Yeah. This surprised me.
I was a young teen. She was older, probably playing a teenager. She was probably, I'm going to say, hitting on 50.
She's 43.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's how young she was when she started.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So she's been active since 93.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
Isn't that?
I'm surprised for that.
Absolutely crazy. So yeah, so she signed in 93. She released her album then the following year. So she started off as being a singer. And then Moesha came around. So Moesha started in 96 and that ran until 2001, which is pretty long for that time. Is,
yeah, for kind of
longer than Spice Girls ran.
Yeah.
And you think about it that way.
You forget. You forget.
And I think everybody remembers her. The two things that I remember her for are The Boy Is Mine and Moesha.
Yeah.
But then there's also like the sub, she played Cinderella. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember the live action? It was fab.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, it was fab. And then she also, she played, do you remember I Know What You Did Last Summer?
I do.
She was in the second one. I still know what she did last summer. And her character's name was Carla with a K.
I love it.
And I remember that because I was like, my babe.
Oh my God. It used to be just like, she was just so flawless.
Yeah, she was.
I remember just always being jealous of her.
Yeah. So look, she's known more for her voice because she's kind of got that real,
yeah,
that kind of situation. So she was very well celebrated. Like Michael Jackson was like, oh wow, she's unbelievable. So everyone was like, oh, we need to really take note of this. I always felt that she was kind of, I felt like she was duped a little bit with some of the material that she was given. Because like Sitting on Top of the World, banger.
Sitting on Top of the World.
Do you remember Sitting on Top of the World? Sitting on top of the world. What of the world?
Yeah. I probably forget a lot of her songs, actually.
Yeah. So she, as I said, she was more of a vocal queen.
Yeah.
But more known for the L, you know, the LTV.
Yeah, yeah.
The LTV situation. Yeah, so early life, she worked with kind of Nickelodeon. That was kind of her side of things. One of the main things about her is that she kind of got, I won't say done out of it, but again, it was this kind of situation where it looked like she was going to be the biggest star ever.
True to stratosphere.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I feel like she was everywhere. And she was called the Vocal Bible.
Right.
Because of the range of range that she had in her voice. So, yeah, so she was known as the Vocal Bible. Whitney Houston was like her, handpicked her to portray Cinderella.
Lovely.
Sorry, I got that wrong. So, Moesha was one of the longest running black sitcoms.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting. She was a cover girl. They also, Mattel, is it Mattel or Mattel?
Mattel, I think.
Yeah, Mattel. They released the Brandy doll.
Okay.
Yeah, so some pretty cool stuff. Her music, like, this one is, like, there's an article here that goes through a lot of her music. I don't really remember much of this. Like,
I feel like, so, because I'm going to do Mariah Carey in a while, but I feel like they were more so popular in America because,
yes,
you know, the Billboard charts and stuff like that is really kind of prevalent over there.
Yeah.
Whereas over here, it doesn't really translate as much. Like, it needs to be fucking huge to be big over here. Like,
but I feel like
to stretch over here, should I say.
We were allowed like what, three people?
Yeah.
It was that weird thing where you were allowed just those couple of people that would filter over and you'd be like, sorry, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Like, I remember when Taylor Swift became popular, I was like, who is this one?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, she's huge in America. I was like, in me bollocks is she?
Yeah, I know.
And now here we are. So yeah, she was picked by Whitney Houston, who produced the Cinderella.
Did she have a part in that, Whitney Houston?
Huh?
I feel like, who was the fairy godmother in that one?
Whoopi Goldberg.
I knew it was an older, yeah, okay, no, that's fine. I was kind of questioning myself there. I was like, I don't think it was Whitney Houston, but was she in it in some capacity? Maybe not.
Yeah, so then she had her first album, which had that sitting on top of the world and that whole situation. Then she started working with, do you remember Darkchild?
Yeah.
So she started working with Darkchild on her second album, which was Never Say Never, and that's where The Boy Is Mine came from.
That was a big one, yeah.
Yeah, that was huge. So The Boy Is Mine is the most successful song by a female duo in the music industry.
Really?
Yep.
It's because of the bitchiness. People love to pit two girls against each other.
They weren't mates.
Yeah,
they had a massive feud.
I knew they had at the time or after or before or what? What's the context around that?
I'm going to talk about it.
Okay, because I feel like there was a lot of urban myths and stuff like that. And I was like, you are not getting those two girls in a studio.
I thought it was a PR stunt.
Yeah, okay.
So I thought it was a PR stunt. Even back then, I remember being like, does this just... like, what was I, like 11? But I remember at the time being like, do they really not like each other?
Yeah, you could see the kind of venom. Explain it, go on.
Yeah. So they actually just did a versus battle together. Which is where they get versus, kind of hard to explain. It's like, well, it's not hard to explain, I just don't know a ton about it. It's like where they get R&B and rappers and they kind of put them against each other.
Right.
I've seen like various ones over the time. Like, I know Ray J, I think, did one as well against, was it possibly Omarion?
Okay.
Just to let you know, Ray J and Famous Ray J, Brandy's little brother. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Kim K's claim to fame, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
So Monica said, anytime she was asked about it, she said that it was brilliant marketing.
Okay.
So they tried to, again,
Play it off.
She also said, but afterwards they started kind of getting more and more aggressive toward each other.
Right. So what happened?
So Brandy was 18. Monica was 17.
Fuck,
they had never met before the boy Is Mine. They recorded it.
Yeah, so there wasn't a feud going into it.
No.
Right.
But that's not what was presented to us.
They lied.
They tried to make it bigger than it was.
They lied. They tried to let us think that it was years of beef.
Exactly. The idea was originally Brandy's, and I think this is where a lot of the beef came from, because they were like, it was my idea, it was her idea, whatever. She was hoping to quell the persistent rumours that the two of them loathed each other. Now, they were both Black female singer, pop star, R&B artist at the time, who very much predominantly had the same kind of music and the same kind of audience. Britney, Christina.
Yeah.
That kind of same.
Pitted against each other. People love it.
Pitted against each other. Now, Brandy always used to say in interviews, and I feel like, again, I don't know much of Monica's music other than like Angel of Mine.
Yeah.
I literally don't know Monica at all. But I don't know if that's because I was a Nickelodeon kid and I watched Moesha.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
or you just knew more of Brandy than you did Monica.
Was she the one who was let in?
Yeah.
Out of our three American people, was she one of the ones that was let in?
Yeah.
You know? So lots of times Brandy would be asked about it. She said, we're friends, we're cool. No matter what anybody says, we're always going to be tight.
Mm.
And then it kind of like, they kind of stuck to this. And then at some point, the girls kind of got a little bit off track. So at one point, Monica was promoting her album, and she was on Live at Regis and Kathy Lee. Oh my god, that's a lot. That changed to Live at Regis and Kelly. Anyway, she said, we did the song together. There was all these misconceptions about controversy, but I think it kind of took the fun out of it for people to see that we did actually get along.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of the beef there. Then it kind of goes a little bit deeper. So Brandy's image was like girl next door, Nickelodeon girl.
Mm-hmm.
Monica was like, and she was also known as the vocal Bible. I feel like there's a bit of like, she got way more opportunity than I did.
Yeah, yeah.
From Monica.
You can see that. You can see it.
Like, I always thought who was the boys? I always thought it was Brandy's.
I don't know.
I felt like the boy was Brandy's.
Is it a real life story? I don't think it is.
I feel like Brandy won the boy. But I don't know if that's just because I'm like biased because I love Brandy.
Yeah.
You know?
It depended on who you liked. That's whose boy it was.
Yeah. So Monica was very much like a singer, R&B, but very much like, instead of having this clean cut kind of pop, we're going to sell you. It was just like, she's a great singer.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know in that way? Great singer, R&B artist. She wasn't manufactured. Yeah. Was kind of more to be like, she'll do well because she can sing very well.
Yeah, okay. And she's good looking.
Yeah, and that's kind of, yeah, and fab. But she didn't really have a personality.
Yeah. Do you know what? Like, I kind of feel like the first time I remember seeing the Brandy and Monica video, I always remember going, Jesus, that Monica one looks like a bitch.
And she perpetuated that because there was a couple of times where she named her sophomore album The Boy Is Mine.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
So people were like beef because it was technically Brandy's song.
Right, okay.
So it was almost like she took her little the thing that she was known
Brandy
for.
Feet
Monica and not okay. Monica Feet Brandy. Okay. But then it was kind of like, when you think about it, Beyonce, Shakira, Beautiful Liar, it was kind of, I wouldn't call that Shakira or Beyonce song.
It's a collaboration.
It was kind of both.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know? Mm. So interesting. But she did a lot of interviews and they didn't go down that well. She was very matter of fact. She was very flat. She had said a couple of things like, me and Brandy's relationship is strictly a working relationship.
Okay.
And kind of very like, I don't know. And then she was questioned, why did you name your album that way? She said, to make a bold statement.
Oh, fuck.
I was like, right, okay. Cool. Like, I cannot remember one other song other than Angel of Mine.
Yeah.
Can you?
I'm going to look them up and I'll let you know, but at this time right now, no.
Yeah. So at that point, again, where the beef kind of came out of is that Monica saw herself very firmly in the R&B category. And again, Brandy was kind of facing, while Brandy was growing up, she faced more pressure because then the tables turned a little bit where Monica could be sexy, R&B, husky, vocally. And Brandy was then trying to become more serious with her music. She'd done like Kitty Cinderella vibe. She had done Moesha, all that other stuff. She now wanted to start being taken seriously as a singer.
Yeah.
And she was kind of coming up against resistance, I suppose, because that's a hard thing to do.
It's hard to get out with that. Even all the Disney kids these days, like, they're all the same. They're trying to... It's like when you go on Love Island and then you try and get real successful and you don't want people to remember you're on Love Island.
That kind of thing. But I do feel bad for them because I'm like, if you're going to take a start, like, you're going to take it. Where the fuck are you going to take it? You're going to take it from anyone. You don't really give a shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so right. You can't, the decisions that you made when you were 16 cannot be the decisions that you make at 26.
Yeah, that's true. It just comes with life. Yeah. Miss Tang, The Boy Is Mine, All Eyes On Me, After the Storm, The Makings of Me, Still Standing, New Life, and Code Red. Don't remember any of them.
I don't remember.
All years apart.
One of them.
Yeah.
So the beef between them was kind of around this weird, there can only be one.
Yeah. That's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So it was very much like, I feel like they kind of found it, if it suited them a bit more conveniently for them to be beef between them than there was for them to be anything else.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
From a PR standpoint.
From a selling standpoint, from an anything standpoint. Anyway, so Brandy went on. She's got a massive discography.
Right.
And I don't remember half of this, but as I said, I feel like she was everywhere and then she just disappeared.
She did, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she did take a hiatus after Moesha on purpose to kind of reinvent.
That was an abrupt kind of end, though. Was that a bit of a sad ending?
I can't remember the ending.
Was it cancelled or there was so, like, I feel like there was a bit of a sour taste towards the end of that as well. I remember hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like she came to some sort of demise that was like, what the fuck is after happening with Brandy? Like,
yeah. Interesting.
All the stuff in the media now.
So then, anyway, she went on. So she took her hiatus, came back to do the song with Ray J.
Okay.
The Another Day in Paradise, remember it?
Yes.
Yeah. Ding, I remember the video.
Ding, 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 ding.
I remember the video and I remember being like, who's that?
This is very sultry and very serious.
And I remember being like, is it a brother-sister
duo? I know.
Is it a brother-sister duo?
I haven't finished speaking, but I was saying there, so it's sultry and weird, and that's your brother.
In the same pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she did that. Then she came out with Full Moon. Full Moon is a banger of a track. It's a banger.
Don't remember.
I'll actually use it as my stomper. I added something else to stomper, so he's going to have two this week.
Okay,
but Full Moon is a banger. There's a good remix to it too. It's just a good, like, poppy,
okay,
pop R&B okay track. So she did Full Moon and then she did Aphrodisiac. So the lead single from Full Moon was What About Us. I do remember that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
For some reason in my head, it's not clicking right now, but I do remember. It's like there, but I can't remember
it. Oh, was that real fucking... There was a song that she had...
What About Us? That one.
Maybe am I thinking of another one. There's a song, and I think it is Brandy, but the backing track to it, it's like somebody banging a load of pops.
That's it, that's the one.
Oh, so fucking annoying. All of the things that you've seen. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, no. Melty.
But like everywhere. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like she had singles and not albums. Yeah. One of those kind of weird ones. So she did Full Moon, and then she came back pretty quickly with Aphrodisiac, and that's where Talk About Our Love came. Talk About Our Love, sorry, came from.
Okay.
And that was with Kanye West, and that was the first time I ever saw Kanye West.
That's it?
Yeah. And I watched the Kanye West documentary, and that was around the time that he was coming up, and that kind of just fit, because it was like, right, we'll put you with Brandy. Brandy will really propel you.
Mad.
And Jesus. Now it's like, LOL.
You wouldn't look at Kanye now and go, oh, he got
a little bit of a start, mainstream.
Got a bit of a boost off Brandy, like.
Isn't that mad? So, yeah, she was supposed to have a co-headlining tour at that point with Usher, but it never came through because I think there was just issues with management. And Aphrodisiac was the most critically acclaimed album that she ever did, but it wasn't the best selling one that she did.
Okay.
So at that point, people were kind of comparing her to Janet Jackson at her best. Talk About Our Love was just huge, as we all know, kind of came everywhere. And then she left her record company. Okay. And that's kind of when, I don't want to say it all went tits up, because she's still been widely successful, but just not in,
not in the same trajectory.
Not in the way that me and you would probably regard
successful.
Not even that, just more in the fact that like we weren't in America, so we weren't seeing all this shit go down.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
So she was a judge on the first season of America's Got Talent, which was produced by Simon Cowell, which we all know. And she, yeah, so she was a judge on that. She was supposed to come back for the second season, but then she decided not to, said that she couldn't give the new season the attention and the commitment it deserved because she had that car accident. Do you remember this car accident?
No.
And then, sorry, she was replaced by Sharon Osbourne. That's how Sharon Osbourne got her. Fuck. Not mad. Brandy's fucking paving the way for everyone.
She is, yeah.
So she had this car accident.
She's like a good luck chuck.
I know. She fucking is. That's exactly it. So she had a fatal car, well, fatal for other people car crash, which was on the freeway. I do remember this.
Oh, yeah. Now it sounds familiar, yeah.
I remember coming up and like, celebrities who have killed people.
Yeah.
And I was like, Brandy? So somebody went into the back of her. She went into the back of someone else. They went into the back of someone else. She was relatively okay. But one of the drivers died. And I don't think she kind of recovered.
Oh God, you wouldn't.
I think she had a bit of PTSD after that. Of course. So she, after that, she kind of took it slow. And then she released her fifth album in 2008. I can't believe she had five albums. But then she's been active since 93. So yeah. At this point, I can't believe that she had five albums. But yeah, that was released. It did well. Like, it did okay.
Yeah.
It was really, again, critically acclaimed, but not.
It was the quality over the quantity.
Yeah. So she had a lead off single right here. I don't remember that song.
I remember that, yeah.
What song is it? How do you find it?
It's going to be the fucking thing on the spot. Will I hire up my deck? Are you
right here, Brandy? I don't remember this tune.
Ah, you will. When you feel your heart's got it, and you see the break started, when the clouds prepped and there's just no key. Oh no, that's not what I was thinking of. I'm thinking of a different right here.
I do not remember this song. The fire's got
you down on both knees. In popular opinion, not a great voice.
What?
Not a great voice.
No, Jen, she's unbelievable. That song is not good.
It's a little bit like somebody squeezed my throat now.
No, how dare you don't say that about Brandy Norwood.
I don't, she's not a vocal bible.
She is the fucking vocal bible. Michael Jackson said
that's
so.
That's what people are saying. Michael Jackson said so. She can hold a note. Give her that much.
Yeah. So the album did really do that well. Lackluster sales, and then she split. At that point, she was with Roc Nation. She split with Roc Nation. So then she tried to come out as a rapper.
Oh, Brandy.
Yeah. So she came out as a rapper. She did. She has two credits on Timbaland's massive album, you know, Shock Value 2, number 2.
That was a massive album.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And then she kind of went back into little bits and bobs of acting. But that it was kind of like the car crash happened and everything slowed down and then it kind of got...
Yeah.
It was like a rumble from then. But she has been very active every year. Like, it's not as if she went on a massive hiatus. She's just been kind of doing lower level stuff over the past couple of years. So then in 2010, VH1 gave her and Ray J a reality TV series. I feel like this was very much pushed by Kardashians. Came out in 2008. Kardashians had 2 years of success. So I think they were trying to be like, let's try and capitalize on Ray J. So let's kind of try and, I suppose it would have been like not just Brandy, now Ray J is kind of, back into the spotlight a little bit. So yeah, so they had that. It was kind of like the backstage lives. Like for me, right, sorry, her mum was her manager and her mum was Ray J's manager for a long time.
Okay.
Kind of like, you know, manager on the side.
Right.
Like is a manager, but is it really, or is Roc Nation the management?
Yeah, I get you.
You know, one of those? Mm-hmm. Very like... I can't remember Jessica Simpson's dad, but
she's just keeping a finger in there, making sure everything's above board.
She's taking a couple of percentage, she's making a career out of the kids. Fair. So
absolutely fair.
Fair. If I ever decide to have some, I might do it too.
You might as well.
It was produced by them. They did 11 episodes. It did get a second season, but it just didn't do that well.
No. I don't remember.
Then she went on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay.
She was really... Everybody said she was absolutely deadly. She got a perfect score. Okay. And she was dumped that same day.
Oh, God. Dumped by...
Voted out, yeah. By the public.
Why?
Yeah. So everyone was shocked by it. I don't know. So she came fourth. She wasn't... Like, the viewers just didn't really... I don't know.
Didn't take to her, like...
Yeah, but the judges did and everybody else did. She was really shocked in her... Like, in her exit interview, she was very obviously... She was like, I don't know what to say.
Like, she's at the top of her...
Yeah. She was like, I'm at the top of the list. I have no idea why people didn't vote for me. Which is strange.
Very
strange. Because she was like a household name, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, might have been that she wasn't that popular with that. I don't know what age group watches that show, because I cannot imagine sitting down every... Anyway, whatever, that's just me. But
I enjoy it, but I wouldn't make it my priority to go and sit. Like, I actually love the concept of those shows, and I love watching, like, people who aren't really known for dancing. Jesus, that's been coming a while.
That was coming a while. I think that was coming a while. I suppose when the stars are relevant to you...
Yeah, no, I love seeing it. I think it's amazing that they can come up with a full routine, learn it off by heart, and then not do it in front of a mirror, but in front of a live audience, all within the space of a week.
Yeah.
Like, it's a serious physical undertaking.
Yeah, fair.
People do kind of, like, the likes of, well, Adam would be one of them. He'd be like, I don't watch that show. You know me, like, my dad would be like that as well. I was like, watch that show.
Like, these are athletes.
Now, I think it's more so because they're called celebrities, and we have to remember, celebrity does not mean famous. Celebrities are people who have been celebrated because they were in the public eye for something at one point. It really fucking brings stuff down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's actually, like, I have to have a big amount of respect for the people that go on these shows, because it's fucking exhausting. Really,
it's grueling. Yeah. God bless them. Like, it's so grueling.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's 6 days a week training.
Like,
and it's constant.
They literally have to stop their own careers to do it.
Yeah, you do. And you're just committed to that for whatever amount of weeks that the show
breaking
runs.
Breaking bones, all that sort of stuff. Like,
it's like when Nikki Bella from Total Divas from WWE, she went on it and she kept getting into, like, how are you finding the schedule? She was like, oh, piece of piss compared to what I'm used to. Apparently she just took to it like...
Jesus. Yeah.
So she was like, that amount of training, I'm so used to.
That's true.
And that's why a lot of athletes, I think, do well on it too, because they're quite used to... Like, a singer's definitely used to a lot of hardcore stuff, but probably not that intensive.
Physical, movement.
Constant, all of the time, getting flung around, and it's very, very tough on the body. So after that, she went, and then she got another record deal with RCA, and she joined a new talent show.
Okay.
Called Majors and Minors. So it was followed a group of young performers, I don't remember this, aged 10 to 16, and their chance to be mentored by some established artists such as Brandy, Ryan Tedder from Counting Stars. Now that's a song from One Republic.
Okay.
And then Leona Lewis.
What
happened to Leona Lewis?
What happened to Leona Lewis?
I'd love to dig into that.
We'll do it on Patreon. We're doing deep dives on people.
I'd love to dig into that, because I really, what did happen, we're not sure.
See, I saw this, it was a clip, I think it was a TikTok, but it was like, just a, what the fuck was the context of it? Anyway, the footage was of these women, and it was for Stand Up To Cancer. And like, first of all, it's shown on, it was Beyonce, then you had like, all these big, massive stars.
I remember that.
And Leona Lewis is just fucking on the end of them there. I was like, I know she's massive in America. It's just so funny to me, like,
Jeez, yeah.
Because of like X Factor and all that, you don't tend.
Like, when you think about Leona Lewis, you think of Bleeding Love, and you think of, what was that song that she got real salty over, When Love Takes Over, the David Guetta song that she was supposed to sing.
Oh, okay.
And then she was also supposed to sing the Rihanna one.
Right.
Love and Hopeless Place, that one.
Yeah.
We Found Love. And okay. She was so salty about it.
Was she?
Yeah, she fucking interviewed about it for a good 4 years after it happened. I was like, babe, come on.
But you would be salty because she's obviously after doing something in America. Yeah, but like, I don't know what it is. You do demos. Yeah.
You get sent demos. Everybody gets a bloody demo.
I know, but when you're pipped to the post for something and like that, and I actually saw...
By Rihanna, Jen.
But see, this is the thing. So I saw this the other day from, like, obviously just with the people that I've met over the years. I follow certain people, and a good few of them are still trying to break into the kind of acting circle, whatever. Ireland is a shit place to try and start acting. Anyway, so he put up a tweet and he was like, trying to break through acting is like trying to get into a nightclub where only regulars are only welcome. Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you become a regular? So it's like, it's kind of like that as well. So Leona, so say she said, yeah, I want When Love Takes Over, or We Found Love, or whatever. And it was like, probably put out to a few people, and then like, she got pipped to it by somebody else.
But that happens consistently.
I know, but she probably had a fucking run of it. And she's like, just because I'm not as big as them, like, she's probably just felt like she wasn't getting her chance. Do you know what I mean?
And then it wouldn't have been as good with her. I'm sorry, it just wouldn't have. Like, the whole thing,
it would have changed the whole world, would it have?
No, but like, when you think about, like, We Found Love, that was a very like big time for Calvin Harris, and also kind of a big time for Rihanna.
Yeah.
Too. Like, they were kind of meshing well. And then she came over to Ireland into the video, and it was all very grungy and kind of sold the
she
story.
She having a firm like, upend in
yeah.
the shop.
Yeah. He was like, oh no, she can't be running around with her skimpies. No chance. No bums around here, no bums, please. No bums, please, and thank you. But this, like, when you see things, like, you know, God is a woman.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be Camila Cabello.
Oh God.
Exactly. So you can't really be getting. And yeah. her one's like, hey, you know that. It's too much. It's too much.
Oh no. Ariana, like, she executed that perfectly.
But Camila Cabello's came out being like, that never should, that always should have been Ariana's song. That should have never been my song. Like, looking at it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no way. But there's loads of, like, you just kind of get out. I feel like you just get over it.
Yeah.
But Leona Lewis, she made it her bit part. Like, did I ever tell you about the time I was supposed to be on Calvin Harris' song? No.
Fuck's sake. Right,
go on. Anyway, we're flying through it now. So she kind of basically did that for a while, that little kids show. I love the way I'm talking about, like, that little kids show. This woman earned more money in 1 year than I'll see in my life. So
yeah.
Then she released a couple more albums. Again, nothing that kind of went big for her. She then went on my favourite programme, Love and Hip Hop, as a guest star, because Thing was in it, Ray J.
Was he?
Yeah, Ray J was in it. Ray J was kind of, I'm pretty sure Ray J came in season one of Love and Hip Hop.
So is he a singer?
Yes, he is.
I know, but she's had, like, she had
one
few,
wish.
Yeah.
One wish, Jen.
I know I'm going to know when you play it, but I just was never.
He's a great singer.
Into him. I don't
Can I talk to you for a minute?
No.
I gave you.
As a matter of fact,
the
wish.
One
that
said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago.
Oh, I hate this.
You don't know.
We were sitting at home. It's like Usher.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking storytelling through rap.
But I
like
shut that,
the fuck up. Oh, Confessions. There's just something.
He did I Did It First too. You know the one about Kanye West and Kim? Sorry, I Hit It First.
Oh, yeah. Fuck's sake.
If you don't know, this guy's a little taste of it. This is his diss track.
It's this track.
His diss track to Kanye West.
He's still on the go, is he? Oh my god. Scarlet for and I don't even put in work. So this is your man who Kim had the sex tape with.
Listen to this thing.
Obviously.
First bit. Going north and harass, going south.
But now bitch chose to go west. Oh, stop it, Ray J.
A little freak.
You little weirdo.
He was doing all that though. So Love and Hip Hop, it's the reason why it's one of my favourite shows ever, is because it's just sheer
Carnage. Yeah.
But the Hollywood one, I've always liked. I might have talked about this before. It's because we know the people that are in it.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like Ray J, what's her name? Tiana? She was the one who, do you remember her and Rihanna came out at the same time? They went with Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
So like, it's all them talking about, like, all the lads. Omarion was on it. Like, all right. of that kind of Marquez Houston. Yeah, he was on it, like, all that kind of crew.
Okay.
So you know them. It's so nostalgic because you're like, I know all of yous.
I'm going to watch that.
Because I grew, it's so good. And yeah. it's just pure, because it's like that mixed with, like, there's one girl whose family are like, own loads of strip clubs, and she's like Nikki Baby, but she's like Miss Nikki Baby, and there's like all producers and like Matt, and there's people that kind of were nobodies that kind of get somewhere while they're in the show.
Yeah.
So it's like they were kind of producing nothing, and then they went to, like, there's one guy called A1 now, he's in the later in the later series, but he at the time was kind of like a producer. He's married to one of the other girls who's a singer, and she's like, oh yeah, my husband, like, he's amazing. Oh my God, A1, he's going to be huge. And then he started working with Chris Brown.
Right.
But then you see him get slowly more of a fucking Egypt as it goes on. It's just really interesting because most of the cast, you know.
Okay.
Like, you'll know 80%. If you were into that kind of music when you were younger.
Yeah.
You'll definitely know. You'll be like, oh my God, no wonder. Oh, there she is. I was always wondering what she was at.
Cool.
And Ray J and his wife, Princess, are, I think, exes now, but they are like a big part of the show because he is a wild thing. He's a wild thing. So I think at that point he was like pushing this whole, like, I'm Kim K's ex at the same time that he was on Love and Hip Hop. So it kind of very much suited all of them, because all of them at one point were famous, more famous before than they are now. So they're all trying to make a comeback.
Yeah.
So they're all trying to be
right.
a scandal.
What's Brandy up to now?
Brandy then went into Broadway.
Oh, fab.
So she played Roxy Hart in Broadway in Chicago.
Chicago,
my favourite. I love it.
Chicago.
She also did, how could we forget, The Girl Is Mine.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. She re-recorded that.
Fucking hell. Yeah, right,
She re-recorded her vocals for that. I remember seeing, like, they had the video all over the social medias.
Pretty good.
And it was her, like, re-recording, and everybody was like, this is so fucking cool. A little bit of acting here and there. Like, nothing very kind of cool or funky or interesting.
Interesting.
Like, she's just kind of been around doing bits and bobs. She doesn't seem to be, like, she's not a bitter bitch.
Yeah.
About how things worked out for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she seems to be pretty happy. It's coming up here as well that they did the Versus, her and Monica, on the webcast series of Versus, and they kind of in their sing off. It's like a sing off or a rap off or whatever. They like mentioned the whole boy's mind drama,
right?
And who the boy was and all that. Right. But who gives a shit? And then she's also been on The Voice. Like, she loves that.
Okay,
she loves that stuff. She's done some bits for Disney lately. Yeah,
right.
Just loads and loads of kind of random stuff.
Yeah.
So still performs at concerts.
FYI, for your information, that is what Brandy has been up to.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah.
Right. Mine's Mariah Carey.
Go on.
I'm going to fly to you because you took ages doing Brandy, right?
So well, we kind of had 7 side gigs. I did say go first. I do always say first. Yeah, I said go first and you said no, I want to hear yours.
Didn't hear you. Now when you said go first, I thought, because that was before we mentioned who we were talking about. That's what I thought you were, you just, anyway. Mariah Carey. This is up for debate, but born on 27th of March 1969 or 1970, depending on who you ask. She won't fucking disclose what which is
the
so
one
weird.
Year difference.
The 1 year difference, yeah. And she doesn't call her birthday, she calls it her anniversary.
Love that.
Right?
She's a boss bitch.
That's where we are. Like, she's a fucking diva. As far as I know, she's an absolute nightmare to be around. I've heard it, you know? I've heard it from a few of me mates.
Heard it from the girls.
But I, do you know what? She's a bit iconic to me. Like, I can't, do you know what I mean? I just she's laugh at everything she does. Youngest of three. Guess what her ma's name is? Just any name in the world, guess it. Don't tell me you don't know. Guess a name.
Destiny?
A full name. A full
Jim Carrey?
No. Good. Carrey is from the dark side.
Oh.
Right.
So is it like just American mad or is it like Mariah Lynn? Or like right. Lynn Mariah?
Is that,
or one of those,
is that
like Brittany Jean?
Is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Patricia Hickey.
Fuck off.
Mariah Carey's ma's name is Patsy Hickey. Patricia Hickey.
So her name was Mariah. It would have been Mariah Hickey.
So
imagine for Mariah Hickey.
Mariah
singing
Hickey.
Half eight, her big chill fantasy.
Mariah Hickey. Yeah. Right. I feel like she was a bit eccentric.
Who, the ma?
Yeah. She was an opera singer. So she's obviously of Irish descent. So she was disowned by her family because she married a black man. So there's the tea.
There's the tea.
The good old fucking Irish families there for you now.
Yeah.
Good old racists themselves.
Yeah,
back in the day.
The lovely racists.
Yeah, lovely racists back in the day. Her dad was Alfred Roy Carey of African American and Black Venezuelan American lineage. So his dad came over from Venezuela and adopted their original name was Nunez, but when he emigrated to New York, he picked Carey. Right, so that's where that came from. So she's mixed. She's mixed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I also had a feeling. I thought it was more Spanish, but...
I did know. I thought she was just...
I thought she was a bit of a J-Lo, like.
No, I thought she was just straight
up... No, I knew with the curly hair, there was...
Straight up quacks.
No, she's not quacks. She's
interesting.
Irish. Half Irish. Now, she doesn't mention it, ever. I don't think
was
she
her
gives a
mother
fuck.
Full Irish?
Patricia Hickey. You're
no, but, like,
right.
Wasn't, like, you know...
She's of Irish descent. I don't know. Like, she was probably born in, you know, America. Like, I don't know.
I want to know more about Trish Hickey.
You do a deep dive on Trish Hickey for Patreon there now. So, there was her... Like, I just don't... I only remember Mariah Carey from the age of 30 onwards. So, like, when I was reading up about her, I was just like, it's so fucking hard to... like, comprehend any of the shit that happened when she was younger. So, she was younger... There was a lot of racial tension in the part of the neighbourhood where they lived. They lived in New York. Huntington, I think the place was. Where's the name that I wrote it down? Yeah, Huntington. So there was racial tension in the neighbourhood and they couldn't really integrate properly. So maybe that's got to do with the man and dad being different races and being married. They lived there and they got, like, it got so bad to a point where their dog was poisoned by a neighbour and their car was set on fire.
Jesus.
Like.
Christ.
Yeah. Mariah fucking Carey, like. So that happened. The parents divorced. We need to do a deep dive on these fucking parents, but I don't know why they divorced, when they divorced, but only one sibling went with the dad, so she didn't really speak to her dad after that, and her older brother stayed with the ma, and she held down a few jobs to support them. But the ma was a former opera singer and a voice coach, so that's why I feel like Patsy was a bit like eccentric. Do you know what I mean? She,
that
like,
is cool.
Singer, and she was like, no pressure on the kids, but she did coach Mariah, which I think is where she got her whistle. Yeah. Or you know, the spirit note, as they call it.
Spirit note.
The spirit note. Did you ever watch that Eurovision film that Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams are in? That's what they call it, the spirit note.
Spirit note, interesting.
Mariah's been kind of imitating her ma with the opera singing, like, since she was about three. Like, she's been singing since she was a baby. And the ma trained her, but she never pressured her to sing operatically or, you know, like, anything like that. So in school, she kind of thrived in the arts and music and stuff like that. And by the time she got to secondary school, she was, like, doing loads of work as a demo singer. So she was, like, getting her demo together and spending time in studios and stuff like that, just with random people. And she was out at, like, school that much that her classmates started calling her Mirage.
Fuck off.
They're calling her Mirage. She's fucking never there. She looked like a Mirage when she did show up. So she graduated school, like secondary school, 1987.
When you were born.
The year that I graced this earth.
Mariah Carey was
shooting for the stars. So she moved to Manhattan. She shared a one-bedroom apartment with four other girls, and she spent 500 hours in beauty school.
This is
what I mean. It's mad to think that Mariah Carey was ever under the age of 30, you know, like, not wearing a gown.
Yeah, and not singing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not with a microphone and not being rich, essentially.
Yeah, so she was doing a few odd, like, gigs now and again, but she finally landed a gig with a singer called Brenda K. Starr. Now, we looked her up, nothing.
No, no, I'm going to help Brent.
Rang a bell, so I'm just not even going to go there. But she went to a record executive's gala with this singer, and she handed her demo to Tommy Mottola.
Oh, yeah, okay. I love him.
Now, I will disclaim, I am not going into the love life of Mariah Carey, because this is about Mariah Carey, not her fucking husband. Sorry,
I'd like to say I don't love him because he was not good. No. But as in...
Oh, this is when it happened. Yeah. So she handed it to him, who was the head of Columbia Records at the time, and he listened to it in the car on the way home and told his driver to stop the car, turn around and go back to the gala, because he wanted to find her. It was a proper Cinderella story. But she was gone. She was gone by the time he went back to the gala. So it took him 2 weeks to find her. And at that stage, she had already handed her demo. She was obviously, you know, like them montages in the films where they're going around and going into these big epic records and handing the demo to
I'm
the secretary. On the reception. Here's my demo. Like that kind of thing. So by the time he found her 2 weeks later, don't know how this happened. It's all very vague.
Yeah,
but I love it.
Anyway, you found her. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, exactly. How did you find...
Why would you give your demo out to people if you...
No number, no address, no nothing.
Anyway.
Just a fucking tape and a memory. Yeah. So another record label showed interest and like a bidding war ensued for, but Mottola won it and he signed her to Columbia and he got all of the top producers on the case and he enlisted her as the lead female talent of Columbia Records.
Immediately.
No. So she was going to be rivaling... I don't know who the other ones were with, but...
Whitney?
Whitney and Madonna.
Oh, fuck off.
That's who he was using to rival those two.
That is crazy.
Isn't that mad? It's, like, it's kind of mad to think that she is this on the same par as Madonna. Do you know what I mean? They don't see me.
But I would prefer more of Mariah's discography.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
To Madonna's. But then I think Madonna was 10 years previous, no?
Yeah. But
Madonna was active in the 80s.
Top of our game by the time Mariah was starting. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was all between her graduating and like going. So this kind of all started like her singing career properly when she was 21. So in 1990, she made her first debut at the NBA Finals. And it was like, that was a big spectacle because it was her first time in the public eye. It was her first time on television. It was her first lifetime.
That's a lot to put on a person.
Performing. And like, it's on YouTube. She looks unreal. Her hair is curly. It's shaggy. She's wearing a tank top. She just looks fucking stunning. And it was the, like, at the end of it, she was singing America is Beautiful, or one of these fucking stupid songs. And the, like, she hit the whistle note at the end.
Oh, and people
could hear the crowd went fucking wild. And even the commentator, you know, he's like, and it's 3-4 to the home team, you know, that kind of thing. And he just said, because it was held at the palace, and he said, the palace now has a queen.
Whoa.
He said that after her performance. Madness. So, obviously, I was reading up all of the successfully bits, like, you know, the way you were talking about Brandy were our number ones on our albums. Yeah. Just too fucking
much. I was going to say, we know.
There's far too many. She's been in the top 100 Billboard, like the top of the list, more times than I care to even try to count. I'd be exhausted. So look, I just have here in my notes, loads of success, massive amount of chart toppers.
And then tons.
Tons. But she was the type of person who didn't promote her albums with a tour.
Yeah.
I don't remember many, you know, the way that you see these big, massive performances by like One Direction, Beyonce, all these types of, like, these big, massive stadium performances.
But that's now. That was then. I don't think she enjoys live performance. Have you? No.
No, she does not. So there was that, like she started getting kind of critical, I suppose. Obviously, there was not a lot to concentrate back on the 90s, and they were fucking, these women were ripped apart in that time and like age as well. So you had critics saying like, oh, she's a bit of a fucking house hatcher, like she's always in the studio, do you know what I mean? She can't do that live. So to prove them wrong,
a house hatcher?
I called them a house hatcher.
What's that?
You know when you knock from your mate and they never want to come out? House hatcher. That's what it is. Studio hatcher. We'll call her studio hatcher.
I've never heard that.
Because she did like a couple of tours, but like five shows at the most.
Oh.
This is Mariah. Like, it's Mariah fucking Carey. Like, so she did, to prove them wrong, just to shut them up, she did an MTV Unplugged to prove them all wrong. But as part of the little performance that she was doing, she was like, oh, I'll put a cover in there. So she covered Michael Jackson's I'll Be There. Oh, do you remember she covered that?
Yeah.
And then, so of course, Columbia were like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's after doing really well. They aired her Unplugged 3 times more than any other Unplugged, even to this day. Because they just, it fucking, everything that she did just
turned to gold.
Yeah. And people's jaws dropped. Like, they just couldn't believe how good she was. So then they turned that into an EP, obviously, all that sort of stuff. My next point, she did some tours, but they were only like a string of 6 or 7 shows. She didn't need it. She didn't need the money. She was like, I'm happy enough in the studio and releasing all of my chart fucking topping songs, thanks very much. And I have it in me now, she'd be topping them charts and selling them records in the millions. Do you know what I mean? So while she was recording her Daydream album, which was her second last album with Columbia, she was also in stealth mode producing and singing and choreographing for a rock alternative band called Chick.
Cool.
So she was doing loads of stuff in the background for that. But Columbia didn't, what they wanted her manufactured, they wanted her to be Mariah Carey. They didn't want anybody knowing that she was doing this. So she got her friend Clarissa Dane. She was brought in to be the face of it, and nobody fucking knew until 2020 in her memoir.
Memoir?
In her memoir.
I might read that. I love Mariah Carey.
I really want to read that, but I want it in an audiobook, and I want it read and narrated by Mariah Carey herself.
True.
I don't think she'd do it though. She separated from the bloke, your man Matalo, saying that he was increasingly controlling.
Yeah,
you know,
a freak.
Couldn't really do much because, like, he's your husband and he's your work and he's your manager and just...
He's poxy, he's everywhere.
Far too much power over, like... Mm-hmm. So we're then being together in the first place. The fact that she handed him the demo and then he was like... She was 21. Oh, it was just... all the manufacturing that she had with him and stuff like that. So she was still contractually obliged to do another couple of albums. So I think that was... Daydream was her second last one, and then Rainbow was her last one with them. So she blasted it out in 3 months. Her most successful album ever. She blasted it out in 3 months just to get the fuck away from them. Absolute boss. Love her. Love her.
Love her. Love her.
So this is where it kind of goes downhill. Aww, and I'm blasting through this, right? Yeah. I'm blasting through it. But so Virgin Records signed her on for a very unprecedented $100 million. 5-album contract. Like,
yeah, but that's only, $100 million is only... $20 million an album, if it's a 5-album contract. Not that much.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because you just weren't seeing artists getting contracts for that much.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah. No, I can imagine.
Their projections weren't as big as hers. Anyway, So the first album that she did was Glitter. Which
That hardly happened.
Yeah. That was
I loved that film.
Did you?
Yeah, I
was going to say, I've never seen it.
Jen, it is the worst and the best all at once.
Okay, so that's what happened at the time. First of all, did you know it was released on 9/11?
Oh, no.
Which I believe added to its demise, because there obviously wasn't no fucking promoting it.
Yikes, I did not know that.
Yeah. The album, because obviously she did this, she was in it, and she did the soundtrack for it. So both came out, and obviously a lot riding on it. Now, she had, what happened? There was a bit of an oopsie in that. This was around the time when she had just gotten out of Columbia. She was starting with the new record label. She was doing all this stuff on the side and stuff like that, and she got hospitalised for exhaustion. So
yeah, I think I remember that.
Physically and mentally exhausted. She was in hospital for about 3 weeks, but she also got, which she didn't really talk about until 2019, she also got diagnosed with bipolar 2. So,
yes.
So not as severe as bipolar disorder. It's a kind of branch off it. But yeah, so she was like, there was so much stigma around it. I never talked about it. Like, I'm just, you know what I mean? And then like, when I heard that, I was kind of going, is that why? Because she's had some wild moments. And then I'm like, does that fucking just take a nasty turn on all them moments that we're all kind of taking the piss? It's just, I don't know. It gave me a bit of a nick about the whole thing. But anyway, so Glitter, it was a flop, apparently, because it only had 2 million sales.
It was a flop. And I remember, I was 11 when it came out, so it was my kind of flop.
Yeah. So it was based around 80s. Pop star, trying to be a pop star, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Falling in love with her fucking...
Terrence Howard.
Basically her life story. Falling in love with the person who was going to make her a pop star and stuff.
Terrence Howard. That was who it was.
Yeah. So she was massive in Japan and Greece.
Like, she's huge, huge everywhere, but yeah, I get you.
But in Japan, she's the only artist that is not Asian that... has
that level of fame,
that many record sales. She still holds the record for that in Japan. Like, you're talking astronomical levels of record sales. Like, it's just, when I was reading the numbers, I was like, fucking hell. Like, she wasn't even at this a year and she was getting tipped for Grammys. So she's got all sorts of records for being like the most successful, charted, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
With Glitter, they dropped the price of the album to raise sales, which did work, but they ultimately dropped her from the label. They were like, they brought her out of it after that one thing. But, and like, that was delayed and everything because of her health. I just feel like it was a really bad time for her.
That's a real shit thing to do,
isn't it? Yeah. Like, top of her game to go, like, to just have a fucking bad year, like, you know what I mean? So there was
don't like that.
No, I know. I don't like the industry for that. And I know they're shitty and they still are and they always will be.
Well, she's laughing her way to the bank now, so whatever.
That's true. So there was bad reviews of the album and the movie at the time, but now it's a bit of a cult favourite. Hey, Carla.
Yeah. Great film.
And the album Glitter went on to streaming services only in 2020.
Yeah, it's actually, if you're looking for a film, if you're feeling a bit shit.
Yeah.
And you're looking for like a... How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, or like, you know, Christina's Burlesque, except way, do you know one of those where you're like, you're just looking for a real comforting film?
Yeah.
I would go with Glitter. It is just look tragic.
Look up her whole filmography. She's done a few.
Yeah, she has actually. Yeah.
So, the breakdown and stuff caused delays around the same time, and then she was diagnosed with bipolar 2. So, do you want to hear her wildest moments?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you her wildest moment, because we're just going to, this episode will be far too long. Right, so some wild Mariah Carey moments. So back in 95, a journalist asked her about Madonna saying she'd rather kill myself, like, quote unquote, rather kill myself than sing pop songs like Carey. And the singer responded, Mariah Carey said, I haven't really paid attention to Madonna since I was in like 7th or 8th grade, and when she used to be popular, so I didn't hear that. Love that.
Would you recover?
Cutting, isn't it? It's cutting.
I don't know if I'd recover.
So this is, I'm not going to take the piss out of this because it wasn't too long after this where she was hospitalised. She did seem to be on the brink a bit here. Mm-hmm. But it is a moment. So TRL, she was strutting out in a large T-shirt with Loverboy written on it, mm-hmm. singing into a microphone and pushing an ice cream cart. And she surprised guests and the host, who was Carson Daly at the time.
My fave.
Yeah, and then she took the shirt off and she was doing like... Told Daly this was like her therapy session and she was doing a bit of striptease. And then Carson Daly looked into the camera and he was like, Mariah Carey's lost her mind. it was just a very bizarre, you can watch it, you can look it up.
Yeah.
And then she was hospitalised a few days later. So it's just like that.
Oh, I doubt he.
Yeah.
I doubt he felt great about that.
Oh, no, I'd say no, definitely not. But I mean, you also don't. Mariah Carey always, I don't know what it is about her that when I think of Mariah Carey, I always just think she has her shit together and there's nothing that she would do that would be out of
she does
control.
Now.
Like
she does now.
Yeah, I don't know. As a whole, I just think of her as she couldn't be like a Miley Cyrus. She wouldn't go through a phase like that. Do you know what I mean? Or a Lindsay Lohan. She's just not that type of person.
Yeah.
Just a lot more responsible or a bit more mature. I don't know what it is about her. I can't even put my finger on it. Or I'm just like, oh, she'd never do that.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, I don't remember that. So I'm kind of finding
It was a long, long time
hard
ago.
Hard to get to grips with.
Now, I do remember watching this and being like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So on a 2002 episode of MTV's Cribs.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all remember this. She showed off her massive, her apartment in New York and had a fish tank and full room that was serving as a wardrobe. The best moment was the bathroom tour where she put on a towel.
Yeah, got into the bath. I remember that.
And got into a full bath of water.
Yeah. I thought that was normal. That was very cribsy back then. That was very thanks guys.
Yeah, I suppose.
I thought that was really normal. No?
Yeah. I don't fucking know. So in a 2005 article, The Independent said that she demanded that a record shop lavatory to be decorated for an hour-long signing ceremony and smash a tea set to stop anyone else using it. So she was going to a record shop to sign autographs and she wanted the bathroom redecorated before she went in.
Very odd.
If it was Mankey, I don't really...
I don't see the... I was just thinking there. It's would I do it?
Probably. Was it Mankey? I'd like to see the bathroom before.
Yeah.
You know, you'd probably be on her side then. She denied knowing Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, we talked about that before. Hilarious.
So that's just a reminder. So it was the early noughties and she was doing an interview with a foreign TV station where they asked her opinion on other artists and then they mentioned Jennifer Lopez and... Right, just turned around and went, I don't know her.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just kind of like, how do you not know her? And then Andy Cohen brought up the quote again in 2016, so over 10 years later, and she maintained that she still didn't know her. Like, what the fuck? So in 2008, there was a performance of, this was Good Morning America. I think I've seen a few clips of this.
Is this Stop Singing My Songs now, or My Lines now, baby?
Yeah.
My favourite.
So she's on Good Morning America. She does this thing where she wears sunglasses under fluorescent light and she's had her own reality show. It's called Mimi's World. You need to watch it. Or Mariah's World or something
so
like that.
Good.
Yeah. You need to watch that. I need to watch that. I really want to watch it because she's just such a fucking... anomaly. I'm like, I need to watch this. But Touch My Body was the song. It was on Good Morning America and she turned around mid-performance and chided a backup singer she believed was singing her part and she just said, Carey sang in tune.
Yeah.
Mariah said, stop singing my part now, baby.
Yeah, it was. And she goes, stop singing my part now, baby. And then just kept going.
Oh,
it was
my
incredible.
God. I feel like getting sick.
No, it wasn't like that.
It was just funny.
It was really just like, did that just happen? Yes, it did. Love it.
Right, okay.
It wasn't cringe.
Yeah. And it's funny because what she's doing, if it was done by somebody else who was probably known for being a bit more laid back or a bit more down to earth, salt of the earth, that kind of thing.
If Taylor Swift did it, she'd never recover.
No, but I just feel like, say if a fucking comedian was doing the shit that she was doing, they'd well get away with it. And people would think it was fucking hilarious, but because it's Mariah Carey, she's a diva.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Do you think she'd... I felt like, though, that's kind of like part of her... of her gig, you know?
Yeah.
Part of her spiel.
I just feel like if we weren't so... like, we're great for people calling people out on notions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you make sense.
Mm. I think she's hilarious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
So she was named Breakthrough Actress at the 2010 Palm Springs International Film Festival for her role in Lee Daniels' Precious. That was another film that I kind of rang a bell. I think I've seen it, but I would have to...
I've seen Precious. I don't remember her in Precious.
Precious?
Yeah.
What was...
It's like a... Oh, it's hard. It's like that other famous... Oh, God. I cannot remember. The main character has a really long name. Precious. It's like... It's about this girl who grows up kind of in the system somewhere in America.
Okay.
And to be honest, I don't... I've watched it and I remember at the time because it was like the thing to watch. But it's like about... What's that woman's fucking name? Oh yeah, she was pregnant by her own father for the second time.
Oh God.
Precious, her name's Clarice in it, but Precious can neither read nor write and suffers constant abuse at the hands of her vicious mother, who's Monique. Monique's her mum in it.
Right.
She then sees a chance to turn her life around when she's offered the opportunity to transfer to an alternative school under the patient firm guidance of her new teacher, Miss Rain, which is Paula Patton, Robert Thicke's wife, ex-wife.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, that's a crack. Mariah Carey's in it. Her name's Mrs. Wise in it.
Right. Yeah, I think I do remember it.
You do. You definitely do.
Ah, look.
It was everywhere.
Yeah, I do. Sorry, but she went to. She was named Breakthrough Actress for that, and she went up and she was locked when she got up on the stage. So she just kind of said that when she got up, she was like, "I'm a little bit intoxicated." Fair play to her. And then she. Let me just see now. Oh yes, she did this thing on the Shopping Channel, and she started making up words and batting off imaginary butterflies.
No, I don't remember that.
So this, you can see it. You can see it. It's on the Shopping Network. So somebody put it together like a compilation of her time on that segment of the Shopping Channel, and it included her waving off imaginary butterflies, directing the crew to take the camera off her, even though it wasn't on her. And making up words like camouflaging.
Cool.
So that's, she did that. I don't want to bring up her husband's or her love life or anything like that, because she's amazing on her own. But her ex-husband, Nick Cannon, went on the Gayle King show in 2011 and gave the details. My wife wanted to make sure that when the babies came out, that they came out not only to a Mariah Carey song, but a live performance from Mariah Carey, her Madison Square performance of Fantasy. So they came out to a round of applause. That's, she did that when she was giving birth. Fair play to her. She wore herself on the television.
Okay.
Very iconic.
Yeah.
She shared a photo of her Instagram in 2014 with glimpses. Oh yeah, so she wore a gown on the NYC subway. Do you know what? When I look at her, when I see her doing like the cribs and all that sort of stuff, and she's like, say that Mariah's World, I think I've seen an episode or two, and she's always wearing gowns. I'm just like, no, that's taking the piss, because it's not comfortable. You're definitely not comfortable. Just throw on a fucking juicy tracksuit.
Yeah, I get you.
The gowns and stuff like that, like I respect it, I appreciate it, I get what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I'm uncomfortable looking at you.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
There's no need to be full glam all the fucking time. Even Kim K doesn't do that.
No, she does. She wears fucking mad shit.
Out and about. But on the Kardashians, she walk around with no makeup on.
True.
Do you know what I mean? She was on American Idol. And her and Nicki Minaj didn't get along.
Yeah, they had a feud.
I don't know what the feud was, but there was like an interview after it where somebody asked if they asked Mariah if the bitch word in Nicki Minaj's latest song was about her. And Mariah was like, I don't know. I didn't even know if she sang. Like, she rapped or whatever. She just didn't give a fuck. She took her own lighting crew to a radio interview.
Wow.
A radio interview.
Love that.
She had the glasses on.
She's very particular though about lighting and sides and what way she's filmed.
Yeah.
That's like one of her big things, is that she'll only ever be filmed on either the left or the right. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, and she's a thing about fluorescent lighting, but she doesn't like fluorescent lighting, so she wears glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But she brought her own fluorescent lighting crew to this, but it was for radio. Now, they obviously have, like, there's a clip of her. So they obviously have video, so I don't think it's that.
Yeah, it's not that.
You know what I mean?
Radio.
Yeah, I know. That's like, that's where it's kind of being pushed. She swims in formal wear. This is another thing as well. I'm like, Mariah, I'd rather you swim.
I feel
in
like there. She spreads these rumours about herself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, could you call up the press there? Mariah swims in formal wear.
Yeah. She told US Weekly that she swims in formal wear. So the heels and like a gown.
No.
Not only are you ruining the gown, the heels, you can't flap your feet properly. You're never going to mermaid. Mermaid's going mermaid. You're not going to mermaid.
But how comfy with the water around you.
Now, I remember her, what fucking song was it? Where she escaped on the speedboat and she had to swim in that one. Do you remember it was like a full film before it?
Is this Honey?
Honey, yeah. Yeah. And she had to swim in the swimming pool. She goes out and she gets on the jet ski or whatever. But she's like, she's swimming in for like in our bits and bobs there. And that was deadly in the video.
Yeah.
Is she trying to live off that? I don't know. Is it light? I don't know. We'll leave her to
Will
it.
Will we know?
Probably. This is about fluorescent light. We already went through this. There was a load of, like, I don't know. So, do you remember the New Year show? And she was going to be singing All I Want for Christmas.
Yes.
And everybody was really looking forward to it. And it just didn't.
Yeah.
She just didn't Mariah. It was like she hadn't sang in years, and then everybody was like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
And like, she just lost it.
Yeah.
So that was in that kind of where she had gone kind of downhill and stuff like that. Now she blamed everybody else. But including herself, she was like, I knew it was a shit show from the beginning. I should have walked out after the first rehearsal because it was a fucking shit show to begin with. Now, I don't know. Like, if you can't... Like,
can't really do that either, Mariah.
Yeah, well, you can't do that. And you also... you sang shit, so...
Yeah,
just go. Now, I'm not saying it, the stuff going on around you helped. Do you know what I mean? It definitely didn't, but... you sang shit. It was really bad. Like, you were so out of tune. Seriously, it was like you had a sore throat. Do you know what I mean? Just wanted to run at you with a bottle of Difflam. You know, kind of just sort you out there, but... no, that was really bad. So that was another one. And then... let me just see now. What's this one? Oh, something about a fucking film. I don't know. She's so many. Oh yeah, there was a viral clip. I'll just say this last one and then we'll leave it there. She went viral in when she was doing the show in Vegas and she didn't dance. She didn't move.
Yeah, I do remember that.
She
also
did the whole show in the one spot.
Yeah.
And people were like, this is so weird.
Yeah. I do remember that too.
And that's why I was kind of, when I came across that one, I was like, well, she doesn't like doing live shows. Like,
no,
she just
definitely doesn't like doing live shows. You can tell that though.
She's a house hatcher. Leave her at it.
Yeah.
Do you know, leave her in her gaff, in her bat, in her tail.
Singing.
Or in her gown, that voice. Swimming up and down. Yeah, yeah. Like she thrives in the studio. Do you know, leave her there. It's fine. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so that's, I'm going to leave it there. There's so many other fucking mad, like, she was, I don't know, that film only got like 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. And she was like the worst actress in the Raspberries that year. And mad stuff. But that's...
I love that film.
We move.
I won't hear a bad word
there
again.
There you go. So. I'm going to watch it. Yeah, I'm going to, that'll be my task.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how it goes next week. Yeah. I have an unpopular opinion before we go.
Change that jingle.
Alright, you make one there for next week.
I'll be like,
I know, we need to have a little relook. I need to bring this shit home and update it. Anyway, eyelash extensions.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. Popular opinion. Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Not with the amount of girls I've seen. Sorry, girls, will you please just ask for your mates' honest opinions, because you look like you have not butterfly wings,
rugs,
the start of the life of a butterfly, the caterpillar, and then, like, you know what I mean? I'm just, some, you're not getting good people to do your eyelashes.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, it's just, it's a lot.
Some of them are just far too much. And look, you, you fucking do you. I'm just so in black. In my opinion, yeah. I don't like them.
They're like the blackest lashes ever.
And I'm saying this in a good way. Like, fine, do what you fucking want. Like, don't give a shite about anybody's opinion. If you like them and you're like, yeah, they are a bit heavy, but fuck it, I don't give a shite. Good, more so good for you. But I also feel like, I'm saying this in a good way, because most of the girls, when they see them without them, they look so much better.
Yeah.
I think you just look so much better without them. You don't need them. So I'm saying it in a supportive way.
Yeah. You look gorgeous, girls.
Yeah, you look gorgeous without them. I'm not saying like, oh, you look fucking ridiculous with them. It wouldn't be me.
Wouldn't be you.
And I think you look better without them. But that's just me. Have you got a stomper?
I do.
Carla's stomper of the week.
So, as promised to you guys, Full Moon by Brandy. Do you not remember the song?
Play it and I'll tell you.
I'm going to fast forward.
Hiya.
It's
fucking mention his name, but you know that Australian fucking paedophile that used to do the music with the whoop, 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 whoop.
No.
Listen to the bass line of that.
It's just real whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't know this man.
Ralph Harris.
Don't know him.
He used to play the didgeridoo and he had this like big fucking sheet of plastic and he used to wibble it and wobble it and it made that sound. Turns out pedo.
Turns out, Peter.
Yeah, so that's okay. Not. But yeah, that's what I remember him for, and that's what that sound reminds me of.
Yeah, I do have a remix one as well that I really enjoy, but yeah, Full Moon, banger. Loved it. Don't feel like I got the love of Chula.
Okay, grand. Yeah. Thanks, Lily, for listening. We're going to go and record our Patreon now. We hope you enjoyed. The link for the voting for us will be in the top line of the description.
Bumper episode.
All other links will be down below. The Patreon one, and we have an anon box as well. That's always open. So that's it. We love you very much. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.